This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Bulb.
Bomb.
Bulb. Where's Don?
Who?
Don's not here, as you can tell. Don is not here. Just a brief, serious message to our listening audience. His daughter Amy is having some severe medical problems. She is in the hospital. We wish her the very best and Don the very best. Everybody who listens to this show knows it's been a hell of a year for him, and hope everything goes fine. He has flown out to be with her this weekend where she lives, and he will be back on Monday for the Absinthe Show, which, believe it or not, I forgot until this morning, is coming up on Monday, the show where I will not be drinking.
You forgot about it because it's really not top of mind for you.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's right.
Care. You guys are going to be drinking, so I could care less. Well, you're not going to be drinking. Right?
No.
You're going to be driving Don home?
Right. And for you, it's just called the show.
You're going to be drinking, right, Buzz?
I plan to, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so I get the call. Don was kind of thinking he might do this, and then he wasn't, and then he was, and then he wasn't. And so I probably got the call at about 10:30. Note to everybody on the staff, okay, when Don called me and I saw that he was calling, he had not finished telling me that he was going to be flying out to Minnesota to be with his daughter when, during the course of the conversation, I get the, now it's the call waiting where it not only beeps, but on my particular call waiting, it drops the other person's conversation.
Right.
I get two of those. I get to it. I'm sitting there going, yes, okay, no problem. You go be with your daughter. Hope everything's okay. I get that. And then the boop. He said, yeah, so I want to let you know that we're going to do this. And then my cell phone, which I have conveniently next to me at my, next to my bowl of cereal, it starts ringing off the hook. And then that rings twice. And it is just, seriously, when Don, you know, I'm the guy, folks, listen, you know how relevant I am to this show. I understand I come in here and it's the Don and Mike show. That's fine. But really, I go about my life and really none of you know where I am or what I'm doing. And, but when this happens, when I'm asked to come in here and do this, it is a fire drill like you would not believe. And I finally, Beth Ann, unfortunately, got the wrath of me this morning after the sixth phone call where I picked up the phone. I said, I know he's not going to be there. I will. Thank you. Stop calling. And I hung up the phone.
Ah.
And so that's how my lovely little day began. And, now because of that, I'm setting all of this up as a purpose of explanation to my girlfriend Carla. Because this happened on my way also, on my way in today, because, I was gonna stay on my routine. When I do this, I have to do, as you know, just a little more work than I'm accustomed to. Not a real labor intensive guy. Not a real ambitious guy. Kind of like to do what I do. Like to come in here and be funny and enjoy myself. And so when I'm doing all these things, I need to find a little vent for myself. And that vent happened today, but I was not intentional. I got off the highway, coming in here to the radio station, and I went over to get my food. And my food parking lot is right next to, what's the name of that market?
Oh, Super H Mart.
It's the Super H Mart.
Super H, super terrific, happy grocery store Mart.
Now, this is today. This happens to me today. Mm-hmm. And I normally have noticed a few issues with that parking lot.
Really?
Just a few.
Like what?
I don't, you know, Buzz, I'm the last person, unlike my colleague here, and I'm going to explain what we're doing with him today, too, because that's new. We're not only, we're trying a couple of new things here, all right? But there's a new configuration in the studio for this particular show, and the way, if Don ever has to take any time off, we're going to configure it this way. That's the way it's going to be. But I'm over at this parking lot, and I, as I said, unlike Rob, I don't like to stereotype, but you know you've heard small-minded people indicate that, you know, certain stereotypes regarding driving habits of people from certain parts of the world.
I've heard it said.
Well, this parking lot on a normal day, suffice to say, is a little difficult to negotiate due to errors in judgment.
All right.
today when I'm getting off the highway and I'm going to get my sub,
right.
my perfectly well-balanced Weight Watchers, I can only have certain points sub.
Healthy stuff.
I noticed that on the corner, just at the shopping center,
uh-huh.
is a police officer.
Oh, good.
And this is, now later on there will be more police stories involved in my little past 24 hours.
Were they busting up a prostitution ring or something?
They were doing nothing of the kind. He was standing on the corner and he was simply minding his own business. Appeared to be there for traffic control.
Ah, good.
But he was not directing traffic. He was just sitting there at the
observing.
Corner.
Observing?
You know, right across the street from Old Paul the Sixth,
mm-hmm.
where the shopping center is, we're near the World Mart.
The great thing about that shopping center is where there should be parking, they built more stores.
Put some, another, like, Asian food store in there.
Right. So,
and maybe like a tailor.
Lots of people in there.
I'm just telling the truth. I am not stereotyping, but I will tell you on a normal day. On a normal weekday, when I'm getting my lunch, which is usually about 1:30,
mm-hmm.
it is a difficult parking lot to maneuver.
I see.
Today, I found out when I took my right-hand turn into this parking lot why the cop was there. The cop is there because it is the Asian Food Festival. That's
what the fire, yellow brothers?
It's a
big weekend.
In the house.
It is a huge deal. And
is it annual?
I have no idea. But there was another police officer there, and this, you know, and I'm a little ahead of schedule because I'm coming in to do things I don't normally do.
That's right.
And I pull into this parking lot, and I spent 30 seconds of the parking lot. Decided that my first foray into slot A of the parking lot was not working all that well.
Right.
And I wanted to leave the parking lot and not get my sandwich because I felt that I was risking further damage to the car.
That's a wise decision.
So I got out of there, but at that point, before I did get out of the parking lot, I decided to double park and just go in because there was a pitchman there, and he was selling something, and it sounded like something like this.
Now, how about drums? An instrument everybody loves.
The setup.
We have beautiful drums instruments right in the Florida Keys. Listen to this. Bass drums.
Mm-hmm. We haven't played this in a while, Buzz. Everything I told you was true, but, you know.
Crescent cymbal.
Yeah. She's sitting there right on the sidewalk.
When it is closed.
Right next to the melons.
And when it is open.
Mm-hmm. And the firewood.
Crescent cymbal.
Thunder. Well,
what's the name of that supermarket?
A small drum called Tom Tom's.
Super H Mart. Super crazy.
It's amazing.
Super happy.
I had to stop and see this guy.
Now, let's learn how to play a rock and roll rhythm.
Rock and roll
rhythm.
Rock and
roll is very simple.
Right.
Just
selling
four
instruments.
Counts,
right.
And on every count,
mm-hmm.
play the hi-hat.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
What do you buy?
One, two, three,
I have
three,
a set of drums,
four.
Buzz.
And on the first beat,
did you buy a
and
duck?
The third beat,
no,
play
I didn't buy,
the bass
I didn't,
drum.
I didn't buy a greasy
one,
saxophone,
two,
Rob.
Three. One, two, three.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
on
guy
the
was a genius, though, because
he
goes to town
play
here
the
in a minute.
Snare drums.
I'm glad
one,
you brought your tape
two,
recorder.
Three, four.
It's amazing
one,
I have my
two,
digital audio
three,
tape recorder standing by with me.
Sounds good.
Let's play.
I think maybe that's why there was a traffic
one,
problem.
Two, mm-hmm.
sure. So it starts playing and everyone stopped their minivan.
Like a show.
All the 60-year-old Chinese women stopped their minivan. And I'm like, hey, this guy's great. Listen to him. Isn't he fantastic? But I can't get my sub.
No, not today.
Park your car. Park your goddamn car. Stop staring at me. I'm not buying the electronic keyboard. I want my sandwich. I want my epic sandwich.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a fantastic product, the Creative Product Key.
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ass. The rest of that, outside of that little thing, true. I swear to God, it's true. It's going on right over there right now.
The tape is true.
The tape was not true, Rob. Not that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All true.
Pretty good.
Yes, pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, right. I'm calling your Wang.
Are you ready for some football?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, man.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Julia?
Good I'll day. Drink to that.
I will drink to that.
Don and Mike.
Less than 5 days.
They
will say we'll be rich. Absolutely. Well, here he is. He just came in. He slided his huge cranium in the door. And
hi there.
I have to have the opportunity to ask you the same question.
Yeah.
because we discuss it all the time. You come up with different little theories, and we've kind of moved away from it, but I want to get back.
You want one?
Well, yeah. How Jewish are you?
Well, let's say, let's pose a little theory.
I see.
In an effort to illustrate, let's say I'm a bowling ball.
All right.
And this bowling ball has 8 holes drilled into it.
Well, why would it have 8 holes drilled into it?
We're just posing theory here.
Okay.
Maybe it's a foreign bowling ball.
It's a foreign bowling ball.
Right.
For an alien, you mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Or
with 8 fingers?
Maybe someone from Super H Mart.
But
maybe
I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. We're just posing theory.
All right, go ahead.
It's a bowling ball with 8 holes in it.
Let's just get to it.
One of those holes goes to church on Saturday.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
How's your solo flight?
Solo flight again.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fiesta.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea. And now, a man who never missed Thanksgiving due to check forgery, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Yes, we're here. As I mentioned before, we wish Don the very best. He had to take a flight out to the Midwest to be with his daughter, Amy. He will be back on Monday's show. We wish him the very best. Here are your phone numbers, 877-365-3636 if you want to get on the air, or 800-636-1067, or here locally in the Washington area, you can call us at 202-432-1067. And, Rob, to the best of my knowledge, we're also currently on the Internet, right?
We've got a beautiful stream.
Yes, we have a stream, and I have no idea when Don says you can go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can go to RadioMat.com.
That's right.
You can go to all these different radio stations where we're on and listen to us on their website.
Enjoy the stream.
It's all perfectly legal, and it is 11-18-05, November 18th, 05, right, Buzz?
Hi, Mike and Rob. Buzz Burbank here.
Buzz just really helped me out by, like, flashing the date, because that's what Don does. He mentions the date. Every
That's
day. It is Friday. So we are very concerned, obviously, about Don. We wish him the very, very best, and hopefully I'll be speaking to him over the weekend. So all that is true as far as the fire drill that happens when the decision is made, when Don is not going to be here. Mm-hmm. It's just everybody felt the need to call me, and not call me once, call me 3 times.
And then you didn't get your lunch.
I didn't get my lunch because I was in this parking lot, and it was, that is the truth. This, all the crap we played is not true, but it was so packed that I decided to go out there, and that's why I am sharing my little diversion from my diet to Carla, who is probably listening right now, when I say, I visited Mickey D's for the first time in a long time.
You get yourself a salad?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they have wonderful, healthy new menu items.
No.
No?
No, I went flurry. I went all the way. I didn't go crazy.
Iced tea?
I had a cheese, one of those regular, small cheeseburgers or two.
Oh,
or probably three.
There might have been 3.
4?
There may have been 3.
3.
I was hungry.
You know what the best deal is?
I was hungry. I felt it necessary to eat.
I ate fried food.
No, I ate. I ate 3 cheeseburgers.
That's not bad.
Then I had a French fry, and I had a medium Diet Coke.
I predict you will burn all of that off during today's show.
Good. Well, I wanted it. It was cold. My buddy's not here. Mm-hmm. The Asian supermarket was jammed with people who weren't letting me get to my Subway where I could have the fat-free, not the fat-free, but the lower points value. And so I ate the McDonald's food. I'm not happy about it. I eat fried food.
No
today.
Looking back.
Don't
no looking back. I know what I've learned from this, though. The next time Don is out, I will not call you. I will simply start making sandwiches.
Very good. All right. Well, we got a big show planned today. Lots of stuff to talk about. I do have lots of stuff involving the authorities to talk about today.
Oh,
that actually happened to me first thing this morning. I was going to a new investment counselor, because my goal is to have as many of these people to lose as much money as they can for me before, you know, it's alimony is not enough for me.
Right.
Alimony is not enough. It's not enough to pay, really more than half of what you've earned in your lifetime and just really pay it away to other people. What I want to do is I want to involve myself in a highly speculative, high risk investment that usually will not hold their value and collapse within the year.
And how's that working out for you?
Hey, we're going to try a new one. Yeah, I got my hands rubbed together. Let's go. So
back,
I'm going to this office, this new office of this guy that's very close to where I live, which was very cool. That's part of it now. That's how you also know you're getting older. You start picking places that are like, well, is it within walking distance of my home?
Geographically convenient.
Yeah, so I'm going downtown, and as I pull up in
downtown D.C.?
No, this is downtown out where I live, in the little old town area out there.
Right.
And as I'm pulling up, a cop is in front of me, and he pulls up and puts his lights on, and I think he's making a traffic stop. At the same time, I'm directly in back of this cop. Another cop pulls next to me. It's kind of a, it's a two lane road, but he pulls next to me and kind of motions me to back off. So I stop and he pulls in and back to this other cop. Now I'm not even paying attention. I said, this is some kind of a traffic stop that they're making a routine.
At any point, did you think you were in trouble?
No.
When two cops
pulled I was crawling. I had just come up from a stoplight and I was going, I mean, I wasn't even able to make the speed limit at that point. I had not been drinking, Rob. I told you. Yeah. How many days has it been, Buzz?
I think we're like 19, 20 now.
19, 20 days.
50,
yeah, pretty happy about it. And I think everything's cool. I'm watching this. I'm like, it's at this point, it's kind of an inconvenience because I'm saying, oh, I want to get to this place and I got to wait now because they're going to snarl traffic with this person that was speeding or illegally parked or whatever. Until the first cruiser cop gets out of the car, walks over to the corner. It's like on a sidewalk. It's a, you know, it's a lot of, not real tall buildings, but it's an old towny area with lots of brick buildings.
Very quaint.
And he walks over to the side, and as opposed to, he walks by this car that I thought he had pulled over. He hadn't pulled him over at all. And he does the deal where, God, I hope I can describe this on the radio. He does the deal where he actually puts his back up against the brick. It's kind of one of these.
Oh, like he's sneaking up?
It's sneaking, but I mean, he was, and then I noticed it, I kind of put it together. Uh-huh. There's a bank right across the street with all glass windows. And he does, it's not like, he's worried or he's doing the super sleuth, but it's noticeable enough where I see him look over his chest and he kind of bends around the corner.
Wow.
And then the other cop is coming up in back of him. And I'm like, we got Grand Theft Auto here or something like this. And then after this, I thought, boy, we're going to see something really good. But then he just stops, straightens up, and casually walks across the street.
Mm.
At this point in time, where we got the two cops that have pulled next to me. At this point, another cop comes from the other direction.
Right.
Another cop in a cruiser comes from the other direction. And two motorcycle cops come from other. With the lights on. And I'm sitting there, showtime.
Yeah, I was going to say, six cops.
But showtime immediately turned out because my car was kind of angled where I could actually see the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, right after I thought showtime, I thought stray bullets.
Yeah.
But then what happens, I'm sitting there, and in the time, this had to take maybe, I'd say probably a minute and a half, 2 minutes total.
Yeah.
And the guy walks in, and he walks into this bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other cop that had just pulled up, he pulls off, and then three of the other cruisers go tearing off. And the only thing I could think of was that maybe got the wrong bank.
This just in.
Which probably is what. Did you hear anything about a bank robbery today?
This just in. Suburban cops rob bank.
Wow.
I mean, they all took off, but then the one cop stayed in the bank. And then by this point, there was no urgency. It's, ladies and gentlemen, before he speaks, let me point out, Joe Ardinger is in the studio with us.
Yay!
And
hi.
This is even scarier news.
Yeah.
This is part of our new configuration today. Joe Ardinger, ladies and gentlemen, is running the control board.
He's flying the plane.
It occurred to me, maybe the bank was out of complimentary donuts and coffee.
Thank you. All right, Joe, that'll be it. All right, Joe, now the rule will be implemented. Ladies and gentlemen, the rule of speak when you are spoken to. Yes, we will no longer be allowing. Yes. See, that's the reaction from Joe.
You see him running down the hall.
But nothing happened. Nothing happened, but it was kind of cool. I was kind of excited because I thought, hey, I'm going to witness some sort of guy running away. I've seen now, this is the second time within the month that I've seen that kind of activity.
You were hoping to see something like CSI last night.
I was. I mean, well, you know, part of you gets a little exhilarated because you're saying, hey, and then there is that little tiny bit at the back of your mind where you're like, man, I hope it's not one of those deals like out in California where the guys come out in the SWAT vests and start firing automatic weapons. But nothing came of it. And they seem to be responding rapidly to another location. I don't see how that could happen. I mean, if you hit the silent alarm.
You see, but you didn't do what I would have done, which is get out of my car and say, officer, what's all this then?
Excuse me, I'm a very busy man. I have places to go.
I have to get to my my investment counselor, but first, what's all this?
Well, I was a little discombobulated all morning because of everything going on, and the other thing that happened to me is I was on my computer today. When Don's not going to be here, I got to do a little show prep, got to kind of set the table and decide what's going to happen on the show, whereas normally is the case what I want to plan is going to be.
Right.
That's usually the extent of my planning.
And after that, you play it by ear.
That's right. And then I completely wing it. And if it's warmer weather, you know, and really, the warmer the weather, the more the options.
That's
exactly.
Right.
All right? You know, plenty of, like, options like, hey, boy, these are my challenges during the course of the day. Will I or will I not ride the motorcycle today? You know, ooh, what a beautiful day. I think I'll go grocery shopping.
These decisions don't make themselves.
They're very, very difficult. But today, you know, I spent a lot of time on the computer, and this is the God's honest truth, and I am not responsible for this, and I don't know how it happened. I have a template. All right. A template is like an outline
right.
that you use to write in things. And the show, I don't want to get too technical on everybody's ass here, but the show is kind of broken down into several segments.
Right.
And I have it. I have the time outline done. I don't think Don works that way because Don's got it in his mind. He knows the way it's going to work. I lay it out like that just as a roadmap to see where I'm going. And I have the template inside the computer so right. I can just print them up and then fill them out. That's right. the way I do. You know, we're going to do this here. We're going to do this there. So I haven't done this in a while, and I'm right. such a fabulously organized person that I go into the computer, and I said, I'm going to find this thing. I think it says something like show prep. I think
okay.
that's the, and that's how I know where it is. So I open up. I don't even know what I, you go on the computer when you're looking for stuff like this, and you've got my computer, my documents,
right.
my pictures, my this, my this.
Oh, yeah.
And so I click on, it might have been, like my documents, right?
That sounds right.
And it opens up this this window that's got all these little
folders.
They look like little folders,
yeah.
but they've got a Microsoft
icon
on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Except for like 4 to 6 of them.
Sure.
And 4 to 6
yes.
of them were. It looked like stills, like a stopped video.
Uh-huh.
What?
Fat chicks. Naked.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Naked.
When you say that.
Buzz, I wrote it down.
God, you're ugly.
They all came from, now, I have no idea, but they came from the website.
Keep saying it.
Rob, I swear to God,
I've
had this computer for a long time, and I don't know whether maybe there was a lonely period.
Yeah.
But the name of this website, I S U not, is bignaturals.com.
Oh, good heaven.
Yes. I'm familiar with that.
Now, wait. Now, yes. there is one woman.
Very popular.
Did you buy this computer used?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't buy it from someone who works here?
You know we have that one thingy that we all look at.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I won't give the name of it, but it's got kind of information.
It's a current event site.
Funny pictures we find. Look, yes. You know what it is? What it is a current event site that decided they're going to put a little porno on it.
Yeah.
And as soon as they put the porno on it, they realize this is a website that, you know, why am I putting legitimate news stories
exactly.
on it
right.
when I can put the porno? But I don't save anything like this.
Yeah, that's
I have no idea what happened. All I know is when I went to that site the very first time, Rob, and I started messing around with it and looking at stuff,
right.
that's when the Griblies and the creepy crud started coming into the computer a little bit. We all have that situation.
I've never had that trouble.
You haven't had that happen?
And I'll tell you what's weird
You've
is...
You've never had...
No,
you never clicked on bignaturals.com?
Yeah, I see fish.
I do that. I check that every day when I'm doing show prep when my kids aren't around. And I never have any trouble there, but Carrie, who's got a total separate log on from me on our computer, is always getting the emails that invite for F buddies.
Oh, I have
all that
right now.
Stuff.
I get the regular box, and you know what even creeps me out talking about this, because I feel like if I talk about it, it's somehow letting people in. And
no,
because the internet, it still does. Maybe I'm an old fart that way, but the internet freaks me out a little bit. On my
careful.
My bulk mail is now 18 to 45 a day, and it's all about the nasty stuff.
Mostly.
I never get that stuff. I get
you never get anything from bignaturals.com?
Never have. I get 5 and 6 a day telling me how I can buy prescription drugs,
mm-hmm.
and they've figured out a way.
I get loan offers.
I get those.
I get consolidate your debt.
Have you noticed that they've gotten more creative in the wording so it doesn't automatically go to junk? So
do you ever get the ones that just say, like, from Verona?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Right.
You know, like you're going to open that. And I don't look at it. I don't delete it. But this is inside my computer. Now, I have a memory of one of the women who she was bigger. But and she was natural.
God, you're ugly.
And she was not unattractive. I don't save this. I click on that stuff like you guys do, and you take a peek at it.
Yeah, do you maybe sometimes.
I'm kind of sick in that blood and gore way, so I'll look at the things that say shocking.
I've tried to get away from that.
That's my little thing that people might not know about me.
Do you ever right click on them?
No.
You see, that's the only thing I could think of.
This is as horrible as it is. This is included in letters I have drafted.
Documents.
This is documents I have. And then you scroll down, and I'm like, I was horrified, because not only there's the one woman who I think I remember seeing on that website that we go to,
right?
But I would not have saved it.
No.
Because all it is this
or
little clip. And what it is, it's a clip of her standing in the hallway, and, you know, you hear the guy, like all those things, you know, that cheapo porno where the guy's like, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Vicky?
Oh, yeah.
Are they real? And it's so, really, I mean, it's not even the porno. It's not even the porn I like, because it's so, it really, it bothers me, because the guys are like, so, they real? Come on, show them to us. Come on, show them. Show. And it's some pig that's just being like, yeah, you jiggle him upside. And she's like going, tee-hee, and jiggling him up and down.
And somehow it's gotten saved.
And then an immediate clip to where she obviously is thanking this gentleman in no uncertain way for letting her be on camera. But that's not the one that bothered me, because I remembered it. I did remember that one, because it was, I think, on that website. Click over to two more, and there is this pig.
Enormous.
I mean, massive woman. It's gone to, it's gone from like big naturals, which is a reference to the boobs,
right?
To big women, and
like,
it is.
It's gone to the comedy.
Anybody, like, if I, for example, if I have a heart attack in my shower, and they're, you know, checking on my estate, and they're going through my my computer, they're going to come up on this, if I was going to have pornography in my computer, this would be without question the most embarrassing thing.
This is not how you want to be remembered.
No. No, there's no effing way I saved this.
Now,
these
are videos mostly, or mostly stills,
this
or a little
of
both.
This is a video. Okay. Just click on a video, and you've got the woman ass up.
Videos.
who's like sitting there jiggling for everybody to see. I mean, it looked like just like they were stirring sour cream.
Videos at certain sites, if you play it, you've downloaded it.
It was gross.
So that's apparently
true.
How that happened.
Well, that's crap.
So
and
just,
I, you know, as Dr.
Those,
Phil would say,
run those off on
that
disc forming.
Crap, Buzz.
You know what? This is crap.
All right, hold on.
We're going to stop this. Yeah, going to stop this.
I think we in the land of the internet. Let's we got a lot of people calling.
Did you
for
delete
some
them?
Ungodly reason.
Did
I don't
you delete
know.
Them?
I started to. I had to delete. I think I got them. I don't. God damn it! I got to get my nerd guy out.
Don't.
What the
hell is
hey,
that, Steve?
Mike. Hello.
Hello.
What is that in the background? Hello.
How about you?
Is this a real guy?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Now let's play some rock and roll music. Start with snare.
She's from Portland, Maine.
I'm sorry. Start with hi-hat.
He's calling from
all
the
right,
Super 8
add
Smart.
Bass
what's that sound effect we play when we're hanging up on something? The doom.
Oh, the bonk is...
Now add snare.
All right, there we go. Let's talk to another guy. This is not Carla. This is not Carla. It says
hi,
Carla.
Mike.
It is Carla.
Yeah. Hi, Carla. How are you?
I love you, honey. I don't know where to start. The fat girls with cheeseburgers. My God.
Okay.
Have you
thanks
lost?
So much. Appreciate it. Alan from Virginia, you have a cable question. Why are you calling me then?
Well, this goes back to when you were having a problem with your cable. Did you ever get it buried?
Mm-hmm.
You did. Oh,
yeah, I mean, I know I bitched about it, and they actually made it right. That's a long time ago.
That
yeah,
was.
I,
yeah.
We never heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bitched very, very loudly about that, and it was, they took care of it. And I just put him on hold. God, it's been, why do I forget these things? Is that the hold button, or is that
the
hold?
The dot is the hang up, I think.
Okay, I hung up on him, though. All right, let's take one more. This is from Lafayette, Louisiana. This is Chris. Hi, Chris.
What's
welcome
going
to
on, Mike?
How are you?
How's it going? Good. You say the pornos were kind of disturbing, but it sounds like that you watched them for a while.
I looked at it, yeah.
Sure.
I looked at it, but I did not look at the second one. I looked at the first one because the first one was not as disturbing as the second one. What's your point there, Chris?
No, I'm just picturing you.
Besides, I worked hard on those videos.
Okay, the first rule when you're doing this show, you have to establish discipline.
That's right.
Establish discipline is the key. The one woman, there is not in a million years, I would not have saved that video. There is nothing erotic, in my opinion, about that video.
Uh-huh.
The second woman, was she big... Big and natural, yes.
That's good.
Were they nice? Yes, but she was not,
uh-huh,
as far as I was concerned.
She was
so
unnaturally
was,
big.
But, and here it is. I mean, and I've looked at that stuff on that website.
Sure.
That I won't give a plug to, right? I shouldn't do that.
No, there's
anyway.
No need to.
And there, I've looked at so many different things that they've had on there. And most of the stuff is garbage. It's not really, in my opinion, anything that's really all that exciting.
I've found that website to be fairly trustworthy as far as, like, not putting any junk on my computer.
Well, all but I know is when I started going to that website, Rob, that's when I started getting all these things on my bulk email.
Now, do you ever get the emails that are written in such a way that they want to make sure they don't go to your junk email, so
right.
they don't make sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you
and you never
on
open
it,
them.
And
you never open them.
Like, the subject line is, "My plum is covered with carpet plus sales tax."
Yes, yes.
And,
that's
and
common...
it doesn't make any sense at all. And I'm just troubling. I want to make
scary.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right, hold
you're
on. Now everybody's calling about
you're
this.
Not alone.
Hello, Mike in Rockville. You're on the Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Hey, I just want to know if you've ever been spoofed, where you get an email to yourself and it's from you. To yourself?
Nope.
Yeah, that's an unusual technique. They use that to try and get your interest and get you to open it up. And,
that's true.
You know you've reached it when you start sending yourself Japanese porn.
Oh, Jesus.
And been spoofed by someone who's big and natural.
Now, you don't look at it on a regular basis, do you, that website I'm talking about?
Well, I mean,
do you look at it every day?
I haven't lately, but I used to.
See, none of you guys look at it.
Would every day be regular?
Maybe I deserve what I'm getting here.
Would every day be regular?
Yeah, every day is regular.
I peek in every day.
Well, you do? You look
yeah.
at it every day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because have you noticed the Japanese trending that it's doing?
A lot of that.
That's yeah. where they're wow. getting their material from?
And where do the Japanese pornographers decide what to pixelate?
I know. You're right.
I mean, I'm just... As a
the Japanese porn is pixelated. And you'll see something like she's doing something up here, but then down there it's pixelated. And I say, what the hell are you pixelating there when she's doing this up here?
Japanese law. If it's for Japan, certain things have to be pixelated. But if it's exporting, they don't have to.
All right. Well, some guy says he knows exactly what's going on. And incidentally, I'll try to be more of a pro. When I'm taking a phone call, it won't sound like, let me take a phone call now.
I like it.
We're just I'll explain in a moment how the studio is being configured
badly.
Today. Potentially very dangerous. Let's talk to Carrie in Great Falls. Yeah, Carrie, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How are
Hi.
You?
How are you?
Is it my wife?
Is this Rob's wife?
No, it's T with a Tom, like Tom. Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Terry. Oh, Terry.
There you go.
Well, it was written C-A-R-R-Y, but that's Beth Ann's fault, as I throw my first person under the bus today.
It's a tough name to know.
Okay, what's that? Now, you say you know something
anyway,
about this?
Yes. Listen, this happened, my father-in-law, God bless him, still alive, but he,
what?
They come to visit, and he plays on the computer a lot. And whatever is being... Those cookies are saved on your computer.
Yes. You know, I'm having a little... Terry?
Yeah.
Terry, I'm having a little trouble translating this. Are you in on a speakerphone?
No. Hold on. Is that better?
Infinitely.
Yeah, it's much better.
Well, I mean, relatively speaking, it's
Terry, what I'm going to do, it's just me, you know, and I've got the worst hearing on the show. What I'm going to ask now, you just say what you have in the background. Rob's just going to kind of translate it to me, okay? Yeah, go ahead, Terry.
My father-in-law.
Stop it.
Oh, there's a dog, too.
How can you tell?
Yes, I'm sorry. We're being very rude. Start again,
you go
Terry.
Ahead.
Go ahead.
You know what? I think you guys are great, so.
What was that, Terry?
I think you guys are great.
She's no, don't cry. We're not in the business of making people cry.
Maybe you're not.
A compliment.
All right. In one sentence, please tell us, Robin. Now stop it, Rob.
Okay.
When either you're getting an email from somebody who looks at a lot of porn, or somebody who's at your house was looking at it on your computer and it was saved, and a cookie is something that's saved and it shows back up. So somebody maybe like, you know, I don't know, maybe Carl was looking at the same porn.
Okay.
You like cookies?
Thank you, Terry.
Sherry, do you like cookies?
She's gone, mercifully. I hung up. Hold on.
Question remains.
We stopped this show for a rabbi, and we have a rabbi calling. Rabbi?
Shalom, guys.
Yes, shalom, rabbi. What can we do for you?
Nothing much. I'm just checking in. How have my boys been?
We're just great. Yeah, we're wishing Don the best. He's not here today, going to visit his daughter who's in the hospital, has some severe medical stuff that she's dealing with, and we wish them the very best. Otherwise, everything's great.
They will be in our prayers, correct?
Thank you, rabbi. Thank what you. Can we do for you? Anything else?
Well, you know, I wanted to mention, I was listening to you about your little dilemma with fat chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, something funny happened. We had someone in our
Yes, rabbi. Rabbi talking about porn, yes.
Well,
someone in the congregation.
By the way, rabbi,
that's what we do 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed your appearance on Nightline.
Dateline, right?
Dateline.
Oh, you saw me.
Yeah. It was great. How are those legal problems working out for you, rabbi?
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, no problem. I understand it's a sensitive subject.
But like I said, thanks to this, I do have some experience with porn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway...
Now, what's just your teachings, what do they tell you about fat chicks in porn, Rabbi?
Well, okay, here's the breakdown. We actually did have a guy in our congregation mm-hmm. who was busted for actual having child pornography on his computer.
Now, Rabbi, these are all grown up people here.
Yeah.
Don't freak me out.
Okay.
Because I'm really, I frankly am quite a bit freaked out by the fact that it sounds like I'm talking in a wind tunnel.
Well, it's scaring me too, but yeah. It turns out that he never actually visited any of these sites. No. He works for a media company, and websites that used to have that material, a lot of the information ends up on his computer, and he never touched it.
Wow.
So, so you have to be real careful to get some good filters on that, and I'm sure you'll be okay.
Mazel tov, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
My guy, you guys take care. Give my best to Don.
I will, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.
What kind of show is this when the rabbi is the guy that's giving you the advice about porn?
A darn good show, I'd say.
I think about that, though, because I didn't save this. And the fact that it's in there, and the one I remembered looking at months and months ago on that website, the other one I have no memory of. And I certainly, if I had looked at it, I would not have put it away.
The mind blacks these things out.
It was crazy. Let me explain. We got a break. We got a big show today, and we're going to break a little earlier than we normally do. We've got James Brown from Fox NFL. He's going to be coming on the show today. I want to find out about how that Terry Bradshaw stuff is going.
Yeah.
And, of course, being greedy, I want to find out if he's going to do it again. I also want to tell you, so B.A., this might have been B.A.'s idea. She comes to me and she says, listen. The configuration in the studio. That's an idea I have. This is the first thing I get here. You know, I'm just trying to paste it all together.
You're still
right?
mad about lunch.
And, still mad about the Asian lunch that was ruined by the minivans with Asian people. And I come in and she says, why don't we try something different? And that's really what you want to hear.
You love that.
Nothing I like better, Buzz. Nothing I like better.
She began to undress you.
And the door closed. And suddenly that male stripper came walking in, too.
Is he still here?
What we've done today is we went along with this because I actually said it was Rob's call. Rob normally, when Don's not here, will slide into the board operator chair, which means he'll press all the buttons.
Right.
That role now, and I have to say, and Don's probably not going to like this because I've given him a promotion in a way, Joe has been upgraded to that position.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, Joe has actually been put in a very, very important position on this show today.
Yeah.
And he is over there right now. He has been instructed that he can only speak when he's spoken to.
Right.
That any of his ad-lib comments will have to be prefaced by a hand in the air.
Uh-huh.
And we think he's going to do a fine job. And
he
just did that. So that's Joe, and he's okay. You're fine with him doing that, right,
he's
Rob?
He's peppering, and if it gets too much, we'll reprimand
him. The best news of all is it's sitting here practically in my... In my lap is the boy.
Now, you got to know that I am no more comfortable with this than you are.
You are. I'm practically toe-to-toe.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Toe-to-toe with all. Hold on, who's like that? Is that B.A.?
A dream comes true.
All right, what do I press to? Do you pick that up or do I, Joe? All right.
There he goes.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
Well, how do you like it? It sounds good.
Well, you know, I used to like it when you were in here, but of course, the fact that you're leaving means you're not going to have that privilege.
Abandoning
this
us.
Is that why when you imitated me, it was all whiny and nasally?
Well, I mean, it was just that I have an idea.
I have an idea.
I have an idea for you.
You're really going to like it.
No, I mean, Rob, as I said to you in the office, this configuration for the show is Rob's call. If Rob wants to come over here and do this and sit here and feels more comfortable, I already feel that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I think
sounds
it's
good.
I think it's going to be fine.
Everybody sounds the most relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because it gives me what I crave, the eye contact.
And so the other reason I think probably the fact that you are leaving, this will be your only participation on my running this show today.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we bid you adieu?
No, not at all.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep in touch. Don't forget to write.
Bye, then.
It's been a pleasure.
There's just one thing I want to say.
What's that?
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Oh, very good. All right.
Bye.
She's a creature of habit.
She needs to get laid big time.
All right. Now, what else did I want to mention here? Oh, I did want to mention very, very briefly. I mentioned the thing about the big naturals, right?
Right.
Yes.
And I also
keep coming back to that.
Well, it's still there, and sure. It's very interesting, and I'm very concerned about.
Were they more big or more natural?
The one was just a pig. The one
Now
you're not allowed. What the F is that? What the F is that you're playing? That you know I hate that tape.
That's the big natural.
I hate that.
That's
it is not the big natural.
The big voice. The original big natural.
But we're very excited about the layout here. I went to a chick flick last night. I went to a wonderful movie, and this is true. I don't know what this says about me, but it is the truth. I told Don I was going to this. I didn't get any reaction from him last night. He didn't say anything to me. I think he was dealing with everything.
Sure.
But I went to a classic 1,000,000% chick flick that I went to, that I chose.
You chose
with my girlfriend because I wanted to go see it. I went to see Pride and Prejudice last night, which if you know anything about these movies, they are not, you could not get any more of a chick flick. This makes something about When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
This is infinitely past that on the chick flick scale.
Yeah, I would say gay.
Went into the
guilty.
I'm guilty. I am totally guilty. I actually enjoyed the movie thoroughly. It was wonderful. It's one of these things. Takes place. You know what it's about?
One.
It's real simple.
One.
It's about a bunch of single chicks and their parents trying to marry them off in olden times England.
Oh, that sounds quaint.
It is as gay as it gets.
Is there a chariot race in it?
There's no. It's not that old.
Okay.
Not in your favorite Gladiator era.
Sorry.
Let's go to Mike in Leesburg. Mike, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike. Was that Beth Ann that answered the phone?
Yes, she's answering the phones today while Joe's in here.
God, she reminds me of what I like in a woman. Mike Johnson.
God. Sort of a letterman
delivery.
Happy
Friday.
I bet she's glad she said the weekend's here.
Yeah.
Have a can of beer now. Joe, you're on the Don and Mike show. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How
are you, Joe, is the more important question.
I've called and talked to you. I wanted to know how you did. Did you do that AAA thing?
The AAA? I'm not sure. Joe, what the hell is the matter with your throat?
It's the way I talk.
Uh-huh. Have you had any major illnesses? You haven't had the big casino, have you?
No, I haven't had any of that.
What's your brand?
How old are you?
I don't smoke. I'm 36.
36 years old.
Wow.
You don't. You just sound like this?
Yes, I do.
Do you drink heavily?
No, I don't.
You don't drink? Do you drink at all?
No.
How'd this happen?
Yeah, good question.
I lived in New Jersey most of my life.
That'll do it.
I could do.
Was there any,
like on top of a smokestack? I mean, what happened?
You were talking about AAA. What can we do for you with that, Jim?
You need points back on your license, correct?
That is correct. I haven't done anything about that yet.
I sent you information on the website.
A lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very easy. Just sit at your computer.
All right.
You let them...
Hold on. I just thought of something else, Joe. Are you a big man?
Yes.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 295.
That's not that big. I was thinking 400 plus.
How tall are you?
5'10", 295.
That's not that big.
No.
Well, yeah.
That's Robin me talking about.
Matter of fact,
I would take that.
What are you tipping in the scales at, if you don't mind me asking?
I think probably at about 295.
295.
But I'm a little taller than him.
Tell the truth about that 295. Tell him the truth?
Sure.
Okay, sure. I won't pursue it anymore.
I've not weighed myself in some time.
Okay. Well, hey, I've got all that stuff. As a matter of fact,
two more questions.
Yes, go. Okay, very quickly. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I would like to know, have you scared any cows yet with your loud pipe?
No, I have not scared any cows yet. In fact, I haven't been close enough to them to do that.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Okay.
That's what I want you to do.
And the last thing, Joe.
The last thing I want to say is you guys are the best.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that, Joe. And do something about that throat, okay?
Yeah, okay. You take care.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Very
if
nice.
If you do want to scare some cows, may I suggest bigandnatural.com?
Well, I'm not riding the motorcycle because it's too cold.
Yeah.
And it just adds to the fact that I am turning into, slowly but surely, the most boring person in the free world because I can't
have alcohol! Are you still feeling that? That's still a concern?
How many days, Buzz?
I believe 21, actually.
All right. It was the 29th of October. Let's just once and for all figure this out, just so I know. Just I want to make sure that I have honored my commitment of 25 days. That's what I said. The last night the last night was the 29th of October. That was the Saturday night before Thanksgiving.
20 days.
So it's been 20 days?
As today is the 18th.
Okay. Right. Then the 20 days and then 5 to go.
All right. So then I will be ready to go. Our last show before Thanksgiving will be Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So Wednesday night is the night.
But I'm not going to go crazy.
You're not? Don't miss Thanksgiving.
I'm very, very, very excited about this. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be setting up a game on the show today. This is a new game that we're going to play. And this is how this is going to work. We're going to do this early in the show because it's packed. We got the Friday favorite later on the show. James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday. He's going to be on the show.
Yay.
So we didn't get a chance to give away that trip to Las Vegas yesterday.
Right.
And we're going to do it today. And probably dangerous territory, but it's a very simple game. We're setting up a new game for you today.
What's it called?
This is a very, very exciting new game.
Yes.
This is called the inappropriate yelling game. Does anybody remember a few weeks ago when we had Tom Gavin in the shopping mall and
loved that.
We basically filled his mind with all these different slogans that we wanted him to shout out. Well, what we want you to do right
took
now
a while to fill that mind
is find your way to a place where
yelling might not be all that appropriate.
I see.
Exactly.
Now, listen, I have to put a warning on this. If you're going out to, you know, the real inappropriate places, we're not really responsible.
No, it's up to you.
But, you know, I would just say, for example, you could find yourself in anywhere. The first thing that pops into mind, obviously, would be a library.
Yeah.
And we'd have to kind of verify that you were at the library.
Library.
And then what we're going to do is you call us from the place where you're going to play the yelling game.
Right.
And then you let us know where you are. And then we are going to put our heads together, come up with a particular slogan that we would like you to shout at the top of your lungs. This is going to be a completely subjective contest.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you how you're going to be judged. You're going to be judged, A, on your location.
Right.
How good that works for the game. And you're going to be judged, B, on how well you yell. And
right.
how convincing it is. I think it's going to be one of those deals where we're going to ask you to at least put the phone down by your side, or maybe right. better than that, put the phone down in the spot you're standing, walk about 20 feet away, mm-hmm. and then let fly at the top of your lung.
We'll be able to tell by the acoustics if we hear some echo.
Yes.
You've really got to sell it, though.
Be prepared to explain to us in great detail where you are, because we're going to grill you on that. The crap
right.
detectors are already on.
Right.
You know, we had a problem with them yesterday
mm-hmm.
when we finally found out the lady was actually not guilty, but then she was calling from Las Vegas.
In fact, we should say that since we're giving away here in this contest a trip to Las Vegas, it might not make sense to enter if you live in Las Vegas.
That's a very, very good point, Buzz.
But we should say that after yesterday.
You could be as close as Reno and it would work.
Sure.
But it's the inappropriate yelling game. You know, this is it. Now, we're not talking about raising your voice. We're talking about yelling. We're talking about a full-blown yell. And not, of course, screaming, but just saying something. I know Buzz has got a bunch of them. Rob's got a bunch of them. I've got a bunch of them. Call us. We'll ask for the location, where you are. Then we're going to give you the thing to say. And then if you're one of the finalists, you might win a trip to Las Vegas, Nevada. It's all very, very exciting.
Las Vegas is calling.
That from the town pump. So we will be back with the all-new yelling game on the Don and Mike Show. That's coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.